We start today in Woburn, where more than 4,000 students are back in classrooms for the first time in a week. That's because teachers there have been on strike since last Monday after contract negotiations stalled. Woburn is one of a handful of districts recently that have taken to the picket lines to get deals signed. And here to talk more about the contract, what it means for Woburn teachers in this week from the newsroom, is WBUR education reporter Max Larkin. Hi, Max.
Hi, Yasmeen.
So negotiations were happening over the weekend between the school district, the city, the Woburn Teachers Associations. Get us up to the latest. How does this compare? How does the deal reach compare with what the union originally wanted?
Yeah, I think in this bargaining kind of impasse, more than others that I've seen, paraprofessionals were at the center of it, right? So these are support professionals who are in the classroom working closely, often with students with disabilities. One of them told me she's the teacher's right-hand man, and they tend not to get paid very much money.
Around $22,000.
That's exactly right. Yeah. And so you heard that as a refrain, pay our paras, support our paras. 40% raise in this contract. It has to feel over 4 years, but it has to feel like a victory, I think, for the union. That's a considerable step toward a living wage.
And the living wage in Woburn, I might add, is around $46,000. That is a significant discrepancy.
Yes, and they're not going to get there, but that's just the starting salary. So maybe as you move up the scale, at least this is a step in the right direction. A smaller raise, 13.5% for teachers. You know, you have to think that those educators were thinking about inflation and the 7%, 8% increase in prices that we've seen. So you really have to supersede that number to get a raise at all, as cost of living has gone up. And they've done that. And then one last sort of more niche request was physical education 2 days a week in the elementary schools. That made it into the contract or into the agreement, but as a recommendation for city leaders and not binding. So it's not a clean sweep of their priorities.
I see. And have you heard from both sides yet? The deal is still pretty fresh, but I'm wondering if they're both happy with it, both a little bit upset about it. Like, what are the tensions here?
I think it's a true compromise for reasons that we'll discuss. They both, it was an exhausting week. You had dozens of teachers, their supporters massed in quite cold weather on Woburn Common day after day, parents kind of looking, scrambling for childcare arrangements. So you have the union saying, we think this is a fair contract, and the mayor saying this is a fair contract. The union thanked the community for their support. The mayor thanked them for their patience.
Well, let me ask you about one of the stipulations, and that's the return to work agreement. The union agreed to pay fines. There's $85,000 to the state, $225,000 to the city. Do you have any sense on how both sides came to that compromise? Like, is it common for teachers' unions to pay the fines associated with striking? Because you can't strike in Massachusetts legally as teachers.
Yeah, I think that's what makes it common. You know, these are strictly speaking illegal strikes. So we had a strike earlier in the fall in Malden. They got it done in a day and, as far as I know, didn't pay fines to the state. But given the fact that for 100 years these strikes have been illegal in the state, you can expect there to be some, you know, legal comeuppance consequences for going on them. I think the unions have gauged that to be a risk worth taking.
So, again, like, this is happening in districts across Massachusetts. And I want to get your sense of, has it been the same flashpoint over and over again in places like Haverhill and Brookline? We've seen them at the picket fence, you know, in the last year. So I really want to know, like, what has set them off.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can discuss that more. But I would say, in a word, it is the same flashpoint. It has been an incredibly difficult few years in the profession. The labor leaders would say that the discount you get by becoming a teacher with an advanced degree versus another job is growing. And I think there just feels like there's a respect deficit. That's something you hear about again and again on the picket lines, that it feels like, here we came in during the pandemic, did everything you asked us to do, and it didn't feel like the cities and towns were necessarily reflecting all that service, and particularly for these paraprofessionals who aren't just underpaid in Woburn but tend to be underpaid relative to a living wage throughout the state.
Max, thank you. Hang on tight. I do want to bring in a second voice, Max Page. He's the executive director of the Massachusetts Teachers Association. Max, are you there?
I am, Tiziana. Good to see you. I'm actually the president, the elected president of the Massachusetts Teachers Association.
All good. I'm Yasmeen. I'm filling in for Tiziana. Close second.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
You're all good. Thank you so much, Max, for being here. But I'd love to get your reactions to the compromise in Woburn. Are you happy with the deal? How do you feel about it?
I'm happy because the Woburn Teachers Association members are happy. They saw dramatic improvements in their contract for, especially for their paraprofessionals, some of the lowest paid, most revered, but most lowest paid in our public schools. They're going to see a huge increase in their pay. The educated teachers and nurses as well are going to be doing much better. And I think as beyond even the contract, I think the Woburn Teachers Association saw and gained enormous support from the parents, the students, the community. And so this will have a lasting impact, positive impact on both the educators and the public schools in Woburn.
I want to play some sound that our producer, Amanda Beeland, she spoke to Tom Scott, who is the head of the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. Take a listen to what he said.
There's a lot of sympathy here, because it's not just, the classroom teacher who's feeling this. You know, we're seeing higher numbers of principal and superintendent turnover. We're seeing people who are sort of questioning whether they want to stay in the profession. You know, we're dealing with something that we've never dealt with before and trying to work through it. And I think that part of the striking that's taking place is looking for a place of respect and understanding and appreciation. And some of that comes through the negotiations process.
So, Max Page, can you hone in on something he said? This is something we've never dealt with before. Is that something you're feeling too as an educator? Like, what is it like in the classroom for education and educators these days?
Well, I think, the pandemic was just a massive upheaval for our whole society and certainly for our public schools and for everyone involved, the students and the educators, the parents, the whole community. And I think what is going on is that we're still obviously somewhat in the pandemic and obviously dealing with the after effects. And our educators were traumatized by that, but therefore also saying they're going to demand more for their public schools. And so they are impatient with, for instance, with continuing to wait for years and years and years for improvements to the pay for paraprofessionals. They're more insistent on having the kind of prep time, the collaboration time, so they can do their best work in the classroom. They're seeking paid family medical leave, which every other worker in the Commonwealth has, but not municipal employees. So there are a number of ways in which the pandemic clarified things, like these are the things we need in our schools for health and safety and for the curriculum and for better education, and we're going to simply insist on it. And I think many of our members have said enough is enough. We're tired of waiting for some of the important improvements that we have been asking for many, many years.
So on that note, are you expecting to possibly see more strikes? And is the reason, part of the reason we are seeing more strikes, as Max Larkin mentioned, is that there's some sort of coordination, official or not, between districts?
There are districts, so the MTA is made up of 400 locals. They are independent organizations, and they make their decisions on their own. As I said, what we've seen, even in contract negotiations that do not result in strikes, there's more activism, more engagement, more demands that the districts respond. And I think there's a reason why we have filed a piece of legislation calling for the return of the right to strike on behalf of public school and educators. It would not cover fire and police and corrections. We actually think that if after 6 months of good faith bargaining, that's what the legislation does. You bargain for 6 months. If after that your educators would then have the legal right to strike, we actually believe there would be fewer strikes. And that's because at the moment, there is basically zero pressure on school districts to settle contracts. If they simply sit there, twiddle their thumbs, do nothing, we might be able to file something called an unfair labor practice for not bargaining well. And after 6 months of hearings, they'll get a slap on the wrist and told, oh, go back to bargaining. In other words, that's why we've had cases go on, for instance, in Brookline for several years. In Woburn, they negotiated this took over a year. It shouldn't take that long. And I think listeners need to understand that the bargaining system is totally weighted on the side of the employer. Some of our locals on their own have said, you know what, enough is enough.
So it would be a really big deal for us to change the law here in Massachusetts. The fact that teacher strikes are currently not legal. You are trying to change that. I understand Governor Maura Healey is not a fan of legalizing that. Are you optimistic that you will get that through? Talk to me about it.
So, you know, obviously we disagreed with what the governor said on a TV show. On the other hand, she also made crystal clear that she doesn't think that $22,000 a year for a paraprofessional, as was the rate in Woburn, is enough to live on. So she sees the problems and she sees the good things that our members are fighting for on behalf of their members and their students. So I think there's an education piece to go on there. And I think as we go about educating the legislature and the broader public on the inequity and the problems associated with the current law, I think we'll see some real movement. And I think many legislators have been really impressed with the idea of, yeah, you should be able to finish a contract in 6 months. If both sides come to the table, then you could do that. You did not have that in Woburn.
Max Page, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Max Larkin, can I go back to you real quick, our senior education reporter, for your reaction to what you just heard from the head of the Mass Teachers Association?
Yeah, I think my fellow Max spoke well. It's not just teaching, of course. You know, there are a lot of us throughout the economy who feel exhausted, a strange sense of dislocation, maybe working from home or working in a way that we're not used to. And then seeing that turn into a form of engagement, I don't think is the most surprising thing. So people paying attention to what's in that contract, whereas in the past, they might have just let it happen behind the curtain. And then I think he makes a good point in that this process is not optimized to produce quick outcomes. Now, whether that requires the return of the strike, I don't know. But you think of what happened in Woburn. Fines started to accrue as the strike began. Things dragged on. Mm-hmm. You know, the teachers are feeling a pressure from both sides. It isn't exactly designed to produce an amicable result. Yeah. So the question is whether we can do better and make sure that our teachers are in the classroom by, in some ways, leveling the playing field.
Max Larkin, WBUR education reporter, thank you so much for being here.